day. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game I won't play.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A weekend purge for the ages for the Trump administration. The president fired 17 inspectors general from multiple government agencies. It removes oversight of his new administration. Correspondent Scott McFarland's in Washington.
Among those dismissed as a federal inspector general by the Trump administration, according to a memo obtained by CBS News, the U.S. Small Business Administration inspector general. These dismissals happen despite requirements under the law that 30 days warning be given and that Congress be notified in advance. Members of Congress from both parties say they were not notified. Legal challenges are imminent.
Southern California, already reeling from wildfires, is now on alert for possible flooding and mudslides from heavy rains. CBS Los Angeles' Gio Encinares from Malibu.
People earlier this week getting those tarps and sandbags ready. Ultimately, the reminder from both local officials and experts is to not panic, stay calm, think, plan ahead, and be sure to stay away from those burn areas until at least the weather and everything passes and calms down.
Thousands of displaced Palestinians have been stopped from returning to their homes in the north of Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Under the terms of the deal with Hamas, Israel was set to withdraw from the Nitzarim corridor Sunday, which divides Gaza in half and allow Palestinians to start returning to northern Gaza. But Israel says Hamas violated the terms of the deal and will not allow Palestinians to travel back until Hamas arranges the release of Arbel Yehud, a female civilian hostage who is allegedly being held by Islamic Jihad.
Seven Israeli hostages have been released so far. Pete Hegseth has been sworn in as the new Secretary of Defense, as has Kristi Noem for head of Homeland Security. They'll have important roles in the Trump administration, as CBS's Christian Benavides tells us.
Hegseth and Noem are likely to work closely together on Trump's mass deportation efforts, which have gotten underway this week.
Philadelphia Eagles fans are pumped for the NFC Championship game against the Washington Commanders today. CBS News Philadelphia, Ryan Hughes.
I think it's perfect for the city, for the fans, for the kids. I think it's something for everyone can enjoy.
Kristen Barnett flew up from Charlotte, North Carolina. She scored tickets and will be inside the Link Sunday for her first playoff game.
It's going to be an epic experience just to be in the city, in the stadium, to watch the Birds win, like, beyond.
The Kansas City Chiefs play the Buffalo Bills for the AFC title. Whoever wins either game will head to the Super Bowl. That is on Sunday, February 9th, and it takes place in New Orleans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Consumer Reports is out with the results of new testing on auto tires.
Hundreds of tires were analyzed.
So we test them for everything from their dry and wet braking abilities to snow traction to how long they'll last.
Ryan Pizzolkowski is the magazine's tire manager. For cars and SUVs, the Michelin Defender 2 got the highest marks for braking and hydroplaning resistance, and it has a tread life of 100,000 miles.
Those are the things that should mean something to you, because they could prevent you from getting in an accident.
And for trucks, the Continental Terrain Contact HT took the top spot.
Continental always finds itself at the top or right below, especially with their truck products.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Paul McCartney is urging the British government not to make a change to copyright laws that he says could let artificial intelligence companies rip off artists. The government there is consulting on whether to let tech firms use copyrighted material to help train AI models unless creators opt out. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to 10 above. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny, upper 30s to around 40 Monday and Tuesday. A few flurries possible Tuesday night into Wednesday. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. Be sleeping.
rattle my brain. Too much your love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Got you my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Like I love is true. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're trying to heal, and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Goodness gracious, just great balls of fire.
Change, change, change.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to run. Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Get easier, ooh, child, things will get brighter, ooh, child, things are gonna get easier, ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter.
Thank you.
things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Oh, wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a bond. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump says he wants Jordan and Egypt to accept more Palestinian refugees from the Gaza Strip and, quote, clean out the enclave.
It's literally a demolition site right now. Almost everything's demolished, and people are dying there. So I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing at a different location where they can maybe live in peace for a change.
Trump said he talked about the plan with Jordan's king and will speak with Egypt's president today. Reaction from the BBC's Nick Beek in Jerusalem.
Hardliners here in Israel said that they're delighted by this sort of comment because this gives them, they believe, credibility and hope that one day they may be moving into Gaza themselves. Arab nations will be extremely concerned about these comments and may well want clarification from President Trump about what exactly he means. When he was asked whether this is a temporary or a permanent solution, he said, you know, either could work, but clearly it would be of concern to lots of people, not least the more than 2 million Palestinians who, for them, Gaza is home.
Republicans and Democrats alike say they're concerned about President Trump's firing of inspectors general for more than a dozen federal agencies. Here's Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
He seems to be trying to throw a monkey wrench into any independence left on our government.
The inspectors general were blindsided by emails they received